When I was a kid, we didn't have no insurance. You had to be damn near dead to see the doctor. You had to be way past Robitussin. That's all we had when I was a kid, Robitussin. No matter what you got, Robitussin better handle it. Daddy, I got cancer, Robitussin. I broke my leg, Daddy poured Robitussin on it. Yeah, boy, let that tussin get to the bone, boy. Let that tussin get in there. It's gonna feel straight enough. Yeah, let the tussin get in there. If you run out of tussin, put some water in the jar, shake it up. More tussin, more tussin. That's right, man. That's right, because doctors don't give a fuck about you. Doctors don't give, you think a doctor give, a doctor don't give a fuck about you. A doctor give you a triple bypass surgery, give you a bill for $100,000. They got the nerve to say, take it easy. Take it easy, shit, I gotta go to work right now. You see a brother driving a fucking cab with an IV. Oh, shit. That's right, they got all these diseases, AIDS, sickle cell, tuberculosis, cancer, Jerry's kid still limping around. I've been watching the Jerry Lewis telethon for damn near 20 years. No progress whatsoever. Nothing. Come on, Jerry, lie to me. Come on. Come on, come on. Show a picture of a kid. Doctor it, okay? Put a stick in the kid's back. Prop him up with some shit. Tie some string to the crippled kid. Make a puppet out of him. Just walk him out there. Do something. Where the fuck's the money going? Where's the money going? What, to keep Jerry's hair black? Think about it. Frank Sinatra's dead. Sammy Davis Jr. dead. Dean Martin dead. Jerry Lewis got a full head of black hair. And if you ain't gonna cure the disease, cut the kids a check. Cut them a check. They work hard for that money. You know little boys get ready to die? Get them a table dance. Get him something he can appreciate. Get him something he can take with him. That's right, man. That's right, man. Got AIDS out there. You think they're going to cure AIDS? Nah. No. They can't even cure athlete's foot. They ain't going to cure AIDS. They ain't never curing AIDS. Ain't no money in curing it. The money's in the medicine. That's how you get paid. Sick people, that's how you fucking get paid, coming back and back. Fucking cure AIDS. Ha! Curing AIDS, that's like Cadillac making a car that lasts for 50 years. They ain't gonna do that. Ain't no money in that. And you know they can do it. They got metal on the space shuttle that can go around the moon and withstand temperatures of up to 15,000 degrees. You mean to tell me you don't think they can make a Cadillac where the fucking bumper don't fall off? They can, but they won't. So what they will do with AIDS, the same thing they do with everything else, they will figure out a way for you to live with it. That's right. And they don't cure shit. They just patch it up. So what they will do, they'll figure out a way for you to live with it. So hopefully, in our lifetime, you hear somebody go, yo, man, you weren't at work yesterday. What happened? Hey, my AIDS is acting up. You know, when the weather gets like this, my AIDS just pop up. But I took some Robitussin, I'm fine now. AIDS scary, man. You know, I took my AIDS test, passed it, got 65. AIDS is scary, baby. Scary, scary, scary. AIDS test is scary. You know what's scary about an AIDS test? You don't get the results back for 5 days. 5 days. You know what happened in them 5 days? You start reflecting. That's right, you start thinking about every nasty, skank piece of ass you ever got in your life, and we all got a few. And you start like, oh, God, what the fuck was I thinking? 1989, what that bitch? Oh, my God, she ain't even have teeth. What the fuck? Oh, God, what the fuck? Oh, Lord. Oh, God, it's like Scrooge and the ghost of Pussy Pass comes. Remember me? I'm the stripper from Dallas. Blah, 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 blah. Then you know what happened after that? After you take your AIDS test? You know what happened after you take your AIDS test? You start calling up people to see if they're alive. Hell, can I speak to Lisa? This Lisa, click. Hell, can I speak to Tammy? Tammy dead. Oh, what happened? She got hit by a bus. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord, Tammy got hit by a bus. Yeah, what a happy day. Hey man, at least they're still working on AIDS. At least they're trying to get rid of AIDS. Some diseases they just gave up on. At least they're trying to get rid of AIDS. Some diseases they don't give a fuck about. Some diseases, if you get them, you on your own. They don't got nothing for you. They ain't gonna have no telethon for you. That's right. R. Kelly ain't singing no song for you. That's it. You on your own. That's right. You get paralyzed, they don't got shit for you. Look up. Christopher Reeve's paralyzed. Superman can't walk. Superman can't walk. What kind of jack shit is that? Superman can't walk. That's like Spider-Man not sticking on a building and shit. What, the Hulk gonna have the gout? What kind of shit is this? Superman can't walk. You go tell the doctor right now, Doc, I'm paralyzed. What you got? Why don't you take this chair and roll your ass around town? What kind of fucking doctor is you? Where's the science? Where's the medicine? Come on, I said I can't walk. I ain't say I can't sit. You blind? They don't got shit for you. Look at Stevie Wonder. Been blind for 40-something years. Got all the money in the world. Can't see shit. Can't see in the day, the night, the shadow, the shade, underwater, over nothing. Can't see shit. Can't even get a peek. What can we do for this man? Can we get Stevie a peek? The brother wrote My Sharia Moore, talking books, songs in the key of life. Can we get him a peek? Just a little peek. Just a ha-ha, that's it. Just a peek. You gonna tell a doctor right now you blind? Doc, I'm blind. What you got? Why don't you take this dog and have the dog drag your blind ass around town? That all the fuck, you guys a damn dog? Man, if I could see, I would whoop your ass. Where the fuck you at? Where you at? Where you at? A fucking dog, come on, give me a midget or something. A midget or something? Come on. Why the fuck they give blind people dogs? Ain't it hard enough being blind? Now you gotta learn how to talk dog. You gotta talk to a fucking dog. They should get midgets those jobs. If you're a midget, it's hard enough to get a job already. That's a good job telling blind people where to go. Just walk in front of a blind man. You don't gotta have a leash or nothing. You just gotta go, hey man, make a left. Hey man, stop sign coming up. Say, brother, some shit on the ground. You better watch that.